Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you are with us today. And I'd love to share nuggets of wisdom that God's spoken to me, whether through reading His Word, through a devotional I've read, through conversation, books I'm reading, podcasts I listen to, radio programs, social media even. You can find some really good nuggets of wisdom. And a guy that I like to follow is John Gordon. He's kind of like maybe a newer version of John Maxwell, who I still listen to and love, and just got done reading one of his books, The 15 Valuable Laws of Growth. The invaluable laws of growth. But John Gordon, he's a follower of Jesus, but he shares principles that can help us succeed in life based off biblical principles. And he's got 10 ways to succeed with zero talent. And I know that a lot of people have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews that just graduated from high school or college, and man, they all want to be successful. And these 10 things, it might be a list that you want to share with them. God does give us all different talents, but sometimes it may not just be like a great talent as far as like you can sing well enough to make a living doing that, or you're athletic enough to get a college scholarship or play professionally. But these 10 things you share would be good for all of us, but especially for those recent graduates. Number one, be on time. Oh my goodness. Just simply being on time, friends. I remember coaching at Western Kentucky University over 25 years ago, and one of the things Coach Willard, our head coach, taught us was that, you know, when you're late for somebody, you're saying, hey, I don't respect you. And I've never forgotten that. My parents always taught me to be on time, but for some reason, when I heard that as a 24-year-old young man, I thought, you know, that's true. So I really, really try to be on time. I'll confess, I'm usually not early. Do a better job of that, but I try to always be on time. And if I am going to be late, I let a person know as soon as possible. And but you want to be succeed in life, number one, be on time. Secondly, show up and do the work. You know, I tell you, friends, I believe this with all my heart. God keeps it simple, but I found in my life half the battle is just showing up, because there's days you don't want to, right? And whether it's your job or even it's going to worship at church on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or wherever you go. But when I show up, God always speaks to me. And not only to show up, but do the work. You know, if you're paid to do a job, then do it. But or if you agree to volunteer, do it to the best of your ability. Man, it just honors and glorifies God when we do that. Talks about that in Colossians. Do all things as doing those unto the Lord. Number three, give your best. If you want to succeed in life, give your best. And, you know, friends, that honors God when you do that, okay? When you do things with excellence, not perfection, okay? I do want to put a little disclaimer in there, not perfection, but with excellence, then when you give your best, it glorifies God. It really does, and opens up some doors and down the road and ears to people listen. If you want to talk about God and your faith in Jesus Christ, when you give it your best and you bring it each day in the workplace or in whatever you do, volunteering at your church or at a nonprofit, it's just amazing. People notice, friends. It's easy to separate, but especially for those high school and college graduates, man, give it your best every day. Number four, be positively contagious. Oh, my goodness. Friends, as followers of Jesus, we have got to be positively contagious. We ought to be. We ought to be the happiest people on the planet. Yeah, a lot of you, unfortunately, can be Debbie Downers and negative and, you know, just cranky. And, man, we just got to be positively contagious. In fact, make it to the point that just like Jesus, they accuse him of being drunk. You know, I mean, talking about, man, Jesus, you don't understand how I get criticized and things. Yeah, he does, friends. He truly does. And that they even accused him of being drunk, you know, having a problem with alcohol. But, man, be so positively contagious that they think you're weird. And it's just a better way to live. Number five, such a big one. Oh, man, this is straight from the Bible. Have an attitude of gratitude. Talks about that in 1 Thessalonians, that, you know, we should always be thankful. And so, friends, when you have an attitude of gratitude, it just it's a game changer. It'll help your mental and your emotional health more than you can imagine. If you just start being thankful for so many things and say thank you to people, it just resets your brain, your mindset, your heart when you have an attitude of gratitude. And the enemy wants you to focus on what's not going well. You know, there can be 10 things going on in your life, and 8 of them are pretty good, but 2 of them are not so good. And what's the enemy get you to focus on? Those 2, right? And just say, no, I'm going to focus. God, I'm praying you're going to help in these 2 that are painful and kind of even seem overwhelming, but I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to thank you and have an attitude of gratitude for those other 8, and thank you that 80% of my life's going really, really well. Number 6, if you want to succeed with 0 talent, according to John Gordon, a wonderful follower on social media, is you got to seek solutions. You know, once again, people can be critical and negative, and, you know, man, if you come to me with a complaint, maybe come to me also with a solution. You know, hey, I see we're struggling in this area, but what if we did this? Especially want to encourage those of you, if you go to your pastor about something, if you got an idea of a complaint about something, maybe also have a solution. You talk about being a blessing to your pastor or your church staff. Oh, my gosh, that would be such a blessing to them. You know, just really seek solutions instead of focusing on the problem. Say, hey, what can we do to maybe try to make this a little bit better? And, hey, here's some thoughts, and ask other people's opinions. You'd be amazed how sometimes people that, man, are kind of quiet, reserved, or introverts have some brilliant ideas. It's just they have to be asked for them. Number 7, a way to succeed in life is to have passion. You know, Food for Thought Friday, I love it. You can hear the passion, hopefully, in my voice when I talk about hope. People kind of laugh, say, when they hear me doing LCA football games and a good play happens and how I get excited. One of my friends says, you know, man, I love hearing that. And you get so passionate about it, like you're actually playing the game. And, you know, I just started laughing, listening to one of the replays one time. I said, yeah, that's true, I do. But, you know, I'm passionate about it. And we should be passionate, friends, as followers of Jesus. An 8th way, if you want to succeed, okay, man, be coachable. Be coachable. You know, a lot of times we don't like to be coachable. And, you know, sometimes coaches are wrong, okay? But the fact of the matter is, usually there's always a nugget of wisdom, even if it's not 100% accurate, that we can learn from and something that maybe could be considered a criticism. But I want to encourage you to be coachable. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that we really, really need to, as followers of Jesus, be coachable. I mean, that's what Jesus had the 12 disciples with. He coached them up for those 3 years before he released them to do ministry. Number 9, to succeed, on a wonderful list by John Gordon, do more than what's required. Wow, you want to set yourself apart as an employee? Oh, my goodness. Do more than what's required. Unfortunately, a lot of people just do enough to get by. And, man, if you want to separate yourself, anything at a part-time job for middle school, high school students, summer jobs, but especially for those of you starting full-time jobs in the real world, or maybe you're like, you know, I'm just not getting where I want to in my job, start doing a little more than what's required. And you'll be amazed how you'll get recognized. It may take a while, but you will eventually, and you'll separate yourself from the crowd. And once again, it honors God because you're a good and faithful employee. And last but not least on this wonderful list by John Gordon, if you're going to succeed, you got to believe in yourself. And friends, that starts with being in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We realize we can't do anything on our own. But when we believe that we are a child of the Most High God, his son, his daughter, and that he will help us, he loves to help his kids, he loves to bless his kids, okay, then we should have confidence. We should. Not being self-centered, but we should believe. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I love in that verse that it has the word plans, not once, not twice, but 3 times in just that one verse. because God wants you to know and wanted me to know that, hey, I've got a plan for your one and only life. But a lot of times when we get off track is when we start playing that compare game. And remember what happens when you compare? Either one, pride sets in because you say, well, you know, whatever area you're comparing, I measure up a little bit better than them. I do better than they do at this. I've got more followers on social media. I drive a bigger car. I live in a bigger house, whatever the thing we use to play the compare game. So pride sets in, which we know is not God-honoring. Or if somebody does, quote, have more in whatever measuring stick we're using and we get disappointed, discouraged, we start having pity parties. Ouch. Anybody besides me ever throw a good pity party? Oh, my goodness. I'm ashamed to admit the amount of pity parties I've thrown in my own life. But you know what? Self-pity is not God-honoring either. The Bible says we're made in the image of God, and man, there's no place for self-pity. So I want to encourage you to not get into self-pity or have pride, and just not to play the compare game, but just do your best and trust God to do the rest. I love this quote by Lolly Daskal. She said, learn from the past, live in the present, and think about the future. Learn from the past, live in the present, and think about the future. You know, friends, we all have had mistakes. We've had failures, and that's okay. We can learn from the past, but man, we don't want to live in the past. Sometimes we say, you know, we want to go back to the good old days, and, you know, I've been there too and said that and all, but you know what? Those aren't coming back. And so, man, let's live in the present. Let's learn from the past, the good things that went, that happened, and be thankful for them and thank God for them. Say, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thought about that. I've been doing a lot of just reflection lately in my own life and just saying, you know, thank you, God, for the many, many blessings that you've given me. And thank you for your grace and your mercy when I messed up. And thank you for your outpouring of blessings in my life. And thank you for family and friends and my church and my health and just on and on. So many things to be thankful for and living in the present. And then be looking towards the future and thinking about the future, friends, and not in fear. We talked about before, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Stand on what he says about you and know that he is going to be with you. And, you know, just be encouraged just to be thankful today. You know, what are you thanking God for today? What are you thanking God for today? I mean, you know, you heard your saying, if somebody put you on trial, would there be enough evidence to convict you as a Christian? Would people know by your life, by just simply your words, your actions, your generosity, your ability to love those that are unlovely? And, you know, man, I'm not saying to condemn anybody, but, you know, sometimes we need to be convicted. And maybe today, you know, you're like, oh, gosh, I've got to be honest. There's some areas in my life. And once again, God's not looking for perfection, but he is wanting to mold us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, the spotless lamb. And thankful we get a fresh start every 24 hours, as Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 tell us that God's mercies are new every morning. We get a fresh start, and that great is God's faithfulness. But today, on Friday, let's honor God with our one and only lives in all that we say and do, and know that there's always hope because of Jesus. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.